2 Timothy chapter 3. Know this also, that in the last days dangerous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of it, from such turn away. For of this sort are those who sneak into houses and lead captive silly women, loaded with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now like Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their foolishness shall be made clear to all men, as theirs also was. But you have fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, that came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But the Lord gave me deliverance out of them all. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue in the things that you learn and have been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures that are able to make you wise for salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God will be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works.